With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. There's been a shooting of a Russian military official in Moscow.
Alexeyev is the first deputy head of Russia's military intelligence since 2011. The shooting came a day after Russian, Ukrainian, and U.S. negotiators wrapped up 2 days of talks in Abu Dhabi. They aimed at ending the nearly four-year conflict in Ukraine. Since Moscow sent troops into Ukraine nearly 4 years ago, Russian authorities have blamed Kyiv for several assassinations of military officers and public figures in Russia. Ukraine has claimed responsibility for some of them, but it has not yet commented on the shooting of Alexeyev. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
There's been a slight drop in the number of U.S. births.
Early data suggests that U.S. birth rates fell a tad in 2025, with about 24,000 fewer births than in 2024. So far, only the number of births are available, and not birth rates, along with other information that can give insights into who is having babies. For example, while actual births increased in 2024, the fertility rate actually fell. The fertility rate is a statistic describing whether each generation has enough children to replace itself. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody and will be prosecuted in Washington in connection with the rampage that killed four Americans and became a divisive political issue. Zubair al-Bakoush has been wanted by the United States for more than a decade. OpenAI and Anthropic, the startups behind ChatGPT and Claude, are gearing up for a major showdown. Both need to prove they can turn a profit. Their main battleground, winning over corporate leaders who want AI tools to boost productivity. Anthropic is airing Super Bowl ads mocking OpenAI for introducing ads on ChatGPT. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman called the ads funny but dishonest. This is SRN News. Washington, D.C., hosting a service of prayer and repentance this week.
It was organized by the Family Research Council and featured a number of congressmen and faith leaders. They prayed for the future of America with a reading from the book of Joel, wherein the prophet urges Israel to, quote, return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. The event was held at the Museum of the Bible in downtown Washington. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report from the Burma Research Institute reveals that 21 out of 22 churches in one predominantly Christian town have been destroyed since the 2021 coup. Nationwide, more than 340 churches and Christian-owned buildings have been flattened and several hundred believers have been killed or arrested. The problem is an ongoing civil war between rebel groups and the military junta that is running the country. Both sides are persecuting Christians in a nation that's about 90% Buddhist. This is SRN News. The Dow soared to new heights on Friday.
The stock market soared to its best day since May, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average above 50,000 points. The Dow jumped 1,206 points Friday. That's about 2.5%. The Dow closed at 50,115. The S&P 500 rallied 2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 2.2%. Chip companies helped lead the way higher. Investors hope those companies will see more big gains from spending by companies building up their AI infrastructure. NVIDIA and Broadcom each surged more than 7%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The family of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie renewing their plea for their mother's kidnapper to contact them. Guthrie's brother, Cameron, posting a second plea on social media on behalf of the family. The message came hours after Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos said investigators don't have proof the 84-year-old Nancy is alive, but believe she's still out there. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.